6 to 7 p.m. Sport On with Thabiso Musiya.
Sally Malul with that left foot of his. Play ball into the penalty area. The header comes up. Play that's not really all. It's a good chance. He's just pushed the ball.
Years of age.
It's a good inside ball. Nurkovic, can he get a shot in? It's directed at the goalkeeper.
23-year-old right back, Taufik. Lost the ball into the penalty area. There's a chance for a shot.
Well, Ali Malul picks it up over on that left-hand side. Sheriff is calling for it. Let's see what he can do. Ali Malul this time gets the ball into the...
He's going to cut inside. He's going to get a shot in. He should have gone with his right foot. The ball comes out of the edge of the penalty box. There's a chance for a shot. Can he get his effort in? Gets one, two defenders away.
Much space. Nicely pulled inside there by Taufik. That's a great ball. Oh, it's in the back of the net. There's your goal. Sheriff. Yalla, yalla, yalla. Oh, there's a beautiful ball through to the front man. He knows how to find the back of the
broken
net. Oh, you can't just leave it. There's no way you can leave it. Taher. Taher. It's the ball out. It's a chance. Aleli looking for goal number two. Oh, how about that? It's an absolute beauty of a goal. Afsha smashing the ball in off the woodwork to make it 2-0 for the Red Devils.
Slick football. If they produce slick passing like that, then it's not going to be easy. Good opportunity here. Gets the ball back. Sheriff once again.
Oh, it's beautifully set out. It's another goal. That is absolute class. How about that? Scored by El Sulia. Oh, the former Ismaili man. There's the final whistle. They've done it. They've done it. Al Ahly have produced.
Al Ahly
are the winners of the 2021 Total Energies Champions League. And they totally deserve.
Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you very much for staying with us on SAFM and for joining us on SAFM Spot On with me, Thabiso Musiya. Katlego Modiba is producing the show. Patrick Munana is in technical tonight, and we've opened with a clip from last weekend's CAF Champions League final between Al Ahly and Kaizer Chiefs, won 3-0 by Al Ahly against the 10-man of Amakhosi. And the reason is because we are about to speak to the three-time CAF Champions League winning coach of Al Ahly. Coach Peter Musiman has won twice with Al Ahly and once with San Downs, of course, and the only African now to win the CAF Champions League three times, and it means the man is heading back to the FIFA Club World Cup. And if you have any questions, any comments, the number for voice notes, you can start sending them right now, is 061-4104-107, 061-4104-107. That's the number for voice notes if you want to speak directly to the man, 011-714-2006. We usually have a flashback Friday on a Friday, but this is totally different. Any chance we get to speak to the son of the soul, Peter Musimane, we have to make the most of it, and we are going to go to him shortly. So let's get those voice notes in. We are also on Twitter. You can tweet us. We're using the hashtag Pizzo on SAFM, and you can also use our social media accounts there at Thabiso Musiya at SAFM Radio. Also, you can tag MT Sports 10. They will be tweeting also. That is the sports marketing and management company representing elite sports personalities, including, of course, the son of the soil himself, Pizzo Musimane, who's already on the line to speak to us.
Zanzi's sporting milestones, moments and stories. Flashback Fridays with Thabiso Musiya.
And without wasting any time, let's welcome Coach Peter Musimane on the line. Assalamu alaikum, Coach. Thank you very much for joining us here in South Africa.
Alaikum salam, Thabiso. Thank you for the invite.
Thank you, Coach. It's good to hear from you. Are you well? How's everything going?
Well, I'm good. I'm well. Besides dropping 2 points yesterday in the last 2 minutes.
And that's where I was actually going to go, Coach. I mean, some of us are now following the Egyptian League because of you. How do you look back at last night's game against National Bank, especially because you conceded so late?
Yeah, look, there was a very good goalkeeper in the first half who was saving almost everything in the first half. He really frustrated us in the first half. We missed a lot of chances in the first half. It took us a time to break the ice because, you know, you're playing one half of the pitch. You know that story where you have to be careful of being caught on counter-attack and you keep knocking on the door, you know. until the you hit the door, until the hinges went off, and we scored. Afshar scored, and we thought we should be good, and we kept the ball, we moved the ball around. But funny enough, the team took it differently. They now felt that they need to attack. You know, sometimes you say, why they didn't do this earlier? Maybe they could have won, you know. But and they started to attack, and we get chances. And you get chances, you don't take it. And the game becomes a little bit open, you know. And against the run of play in the last 1 minute or 1.5 minutes, they got a cross. What a good cross. And the guy just scored. One guy between three of my players rose up well, high up, and he hit it. It's the game, you know. But look, we can always make excuses because we didn't win and say we have six players in Tokyo now who are playing for the national team. They played against Spain. And then we are thin. Yes, we are thin, but that's not the game. Yesterday didn't say we should have had those six players. The game yesterday says we should have won the match. So we don't want to make excuses. But it would have been different to go 2-0 if we had the other players, you know.
Was it hard to let the likes of Akram Tawfiq, Nasser Mahir, and Tahir, and Salah, Mohamed El-Shanawi is also there at the Olympics. Was it hard to let them go, coach?
Yeah, but you know, Tabiso, football in other countries, when you look at your country and look at here, football is not the same. This is not a FIFA calendar day, you know. You can say no if you want. But the country comes first here, and the clubs have to support the countries, you know. Even some of the players from other teams are gone, let's be honest, let's be fair. And we have to support the team because the national team played well. Even when the national team played our under-23s here in the two friendly games, they were all there, you know. And I know that David Notoni didn't have all the other players. And back home, sometimes they don't release the players, you know. But these are Olympic Games, man. I mean, these are gold medalists that we celebrate if we have a gold medalist. It should be taken seriously. So here we do that. And it's not my story. It is the story of the country. It has nothing to do with the coach. It's the way it is. So you have to support the country. That's the setup.
And that draw, it leaves you now second, still 9 points behind Zamalek, coach, which with three games in hand. Does it mean there's no room for error, but you're also used to coming from behind?
Yeah, look. We're saying if Zamalek wins all the games in the seven games that they are left with, then we're saying also we should win our 10 games. You know, and you know how football doesn't work like that. Because Zamalek dropped points somewhere. We dropped points even yesterday. So you can't say we will win all our games, and you can't say Zamalek will win all our games. So you have to go on. And I was telling the boys, I said, look, there are a lot of titles that I was involved in South Africa. Some were clear. Some we won them with three games to go. Some we won them with two games. Some we won them the last game. And some, we won them in the last 18, 20 minutes, like last year, when we won the championship. So you can never know where it's going. But head-to-head, we will win the title in case the points are the same. So we've got a little bit of an advantage on that. So we just make sure that we match what Zamalek has, or we beat, or we have to get more. So, look, it's in our hands also. So if you win the three games, you transfer the pressure to Zamalek.
Yeah. And how important is the league for you this season, coach? And do you feel you have something to prove? Because last season when you got there and you still won everything, they said, no, the previous coach did all the work.
Yeah, but it's the same in South Africa. There are people saying some people were coaching my team in South Africa and all that nonsense, you know. Even here, they said, oh, you got the Champions League in the semifinals. Yeah, but when you get the Champions League in the semifinals, it doesn't guarantee you to win it. And where can you look at? Look at Kaizer Chiefs. Arthur Zwane got it in the semifinal. He took it to the final, but doesn't guarantee Baxter to win it in the last game. So that's a good example to say that it doesn't mean when you got the team in the semifinal, it means you will win it. So people said that we won the Champions League now without all this thing that it was in the semifinal. You know, so at this point in time, we have won all of that you competed on. We have won that. We have got 5 trophies, and we got a medal for Africa, which is a bronze medal. I mean, you should be proud that we got a medal for Africa. So what else do we want, Tabiso? Everything is what is expected is delivered. So there's nothing else, you know. The story of who could do that, who didn't do that, you know. I left my former club. They won the league.
Mm.
So why not? Everybody must do what he has to do.
And, Coach, how is life in Egypt for you, Coach Pizzo? Because before the show, I'll ask you why. We called around Egypt just to find out how they view you. And some people say they see you as the Michael Jackson of Egypt. You can't even walk around freely and go to the supermarket and buy bread because the fans always want a word with you.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm not used to this. You know, I came back home now during the FIFA break. I went to the Mall of Africa. I managed to buy a cappuccino. I was buying it myself and have it. I walked in the mall, went to Apple Store. I mean, okay, you get people, Coach, can you take a picture once and it's okay. Mm. You move on. But here, forget about it. I stay home here.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, really, I've never seen a life like this. I mean, really, we are not Michael Jackson here.
But it doesn't seem like you mind, because one of the things they also tell us is that you've actually embraced the fans, you've embraced the culture, which you seem to have understood from day one. How important was that for you?
Yeah, if you want to go to Rome and do what the Romans do. So that's one thing. You know, sometimes I don't understand people come to South Africa and they don't even know how to greet in Zulu or Sotho, and the guy is 2 years. What are you saying to the people you are working with? You know, I mean, if you know Salam Aleikum when you're not working here,
mm.
and somebody doesn't know Sabona Kunjani, I mean, that's the easy thing. It really shows that you're really not prepared to work with the people. You know how we feel, black people in South Africa, when a white person speaks our language, we get interested in this guy. Oh, this guy knows our language. So, and we have an interest in the guy. So I have to adopt the culture. I have to understand how they eat. I have to structure my training sessions according to the religion, the way they pray. You know, the guys pray five times a day. The guys wake up at 4 a.m. to pray. So you can't say, oh, we have a match next day, and why you wake up in 5 a.m., why you break your sleep. No, it is like that. Even before training, they pray. And you structure training sessions around the culture, the religion. You want peace and you want harmony in the team. And people must see that you help them in their culture, in their religion, and then you are there, and you can see how much it means to their culture and their religion. You see how they, when they score the goal, they bow down and all that.
Mm-hmm.
They praise God for helping them to score. So if that is so important, you have to understand and live inside those principles, and you get there. You know, so. So I have to adapt and I have to learn the language. I coach in the language because they must understand what I'm saying. So I learn the important things. Pass, move quickly, slow, run, come back, press. So you have to speak all those things in their language, in their culture, and you adapt.
Yes. And do you know that they call you El Moose? That's what they've been telling us. El Moose, the razor.
Yeah, I know that. I didn't know that. I thought they were saying Moose because they shortened my name. They asked me my surname, but they mean something else, the razor, yes. So, yeah, what can be? They call me all the names.
Yeah.
But that one, I think, is the one that they keep it a lot, Moose, El Moose, yeah.
Yeah, they told us in Egyptian it means the razor because it's similar to your surname and it also resembles the way that you beat your rivals. It's like you're shaving them off there on the field of play, Coach Pizzo Mosimane. And on that note, looking at your team, I mean, why was important for you, Coach, to keep some of the guys that were there with the previous coach, like assistant coach Semi and the Italian goalkeeper coach Michel there? You've kept them with the team.
Yeah, it's very important, Tabiso, to work with the people. especially when you arrive, especially when you are not from the country. The country is not the country of your region. And look at Pep, he also has somebody from England. Mourinho has somebody from England. You have to have those people around you because they speak the language differently than you know. I can speak English, they can understand sometimes English, but when it's spoken by an Arabic guy, he puts it in a phrase, in culture, in a way that it is understood, is easily understood. You know, when you interpret a language, you know, if you can go to Google Translate or whatever, It doesn't come out exactly as you want. So you need somebody to speak to them in their language with a passion, and they understand quickly. And I needed to know the game. There's a game under the game. Under the game is people, character, emotions, culture, religion. So how am I going to address those things when I don't come from the same background? So that's why I've kept the people, and I need the people. And fortunately, the people I have at Al-Ahli, what is luck? You know, sometimes it's luck. Mm. The people I have at Al-Ahli, they support me, they want me to achieve, and they've seen that I want to work with them. You know, I brought five people from South Africa to help me, but to help me on things that helps my way of playing, to put my philosophy in and the way I want to play. Like the way I play, the team must train the way I play. And Cabello knows my style of play, and you have to train specific. You can't train generic. You've got to train the way we play. So Cabello understands the way I play, and he trains the way I play. Like we play at high speed sometimes, and intensive pressing and high pressure. I think you saw that we took the ball quickly from Chelsea. We didn't let them play. Mm. So it's a lot of short bursts and intensive sprints. So you have to train like that. So Cabello is the one. How I want the team to play, Musi is the one, my performance analyst, to show on video on that. How I want to scout the other team, how I scout the team, Musi knows. They've been with me for 8 years. Mm. So Musi knows how we do it. So that's it. And Coach Kevin understands me as a person. He knows me, Kevin Johnson. So he's the one who can come in where sometimes you don't want to talk. You need to hear a different voice. So he's the one who comes in and helps me. But the rest of the people, like Sammy, is my assistant. He knows the Egyptian league like nothing. Mm. You know, when I was at my former employees, when we play teams from the KZN and teams that use a lot of youth players, I had Mangoba. Mangoba knew all the players from KZN, the younger players that I did not know of. You know, play Eros, play AmaZulu, you play Maritzburg. Mm. Those boys come from the region. So who's this player? Who's this young player? I don't know him. You will always say, no, this player he comes from Richards Bay. He went from this team, he went to this team. He's a lefty. He's done this. And because you must know, Mangoba was busy with a lot of young players at Eros. Eros like to use township players. Mm-hmm. So that used to be the right combination for me. And you know, Rulani likes to be researching and on internet, on Twitter, who sees what, who said what, which coach is saying what. You know, that's his passion.
Yeah. And just on Musi, coach,
I have to worry about the results, my friend. I have to win the match.
Yes. And just on Musi, the analyst, I mean, are you vindicated because you told the story after the final how you knew the starting 11 of Kaizer Chiefs because the analyst could identify them from the bibs, from the players that were wearing bibs when they were posting pictures on social media in the build-up to the game?
Yes, because we wanted to know. They said they had a surprise. Okay? They made everybody aware that they had a surprise. So when you have a surprise, you can't say to us, we have a surprise, and then we sleep. So we become curious. Where's the surprise? So I said, surprise is come up here that we play. And I was right also. If that was a surprise, I don't know where was the surprise. Okay? And I had to make my people aware. And I remember, I worked for Pretoria teams only. Mm. I never worked for any other. So I had to find out from Pretoria, the Home Affairs and all those things, did Baxter get a work permit? Mm. So I knew that Baxter had a work permit. And I knew that Kama will play even though he's not fit. And then I didn't know who's going to play in the midfield, you know, because I don't know why Manyama was not part of that. Manyama has been playing. And Castro, I thought Castro will start also. Okay, and to be honest, I thought Kune would play because I know Baxter loves Kune. Mm. So even though Vuma had a very good, Vuma had a good Champions League, let's be honest. Mm. Okay, Okpei came in a little bit I think he came in the semi-final in South Africa. Mm. To be honest, I never saw Okpei play. But I knew that Baxter will never play Vuma because of experience, no matter how the tournament he had. So that's one thing that I really wanted to know. Then we don't know who's going to play in the midfield. So when they were training, they gave the teams that starting the bits and the pictures, and they're showing pictures on social media, whatever. So we could find out who's the lineup because everybody's wearing bits. So all the pictures, we went around and checked all the beats, and we got the starting lineup spot on.
Whoa. Okay, let's take a quick break, Coach. I'm going to open the lines, the number for voice notes, 061-410-4107. We are speaking to three-time CAF Champions League winning coach, Coach Pitso Mosemane of Al Ahly, joining us all the way from Egypt.
SAFM 104 to 107 nationwide, leading the conversation.
Okay, still in conversation with Coach Pitso Mosemane. We are welcoming your voice notes. You can send them to 061-410-4107. If you have any questions, any comments, we are going to take them now. We're just wrapping up just to find out more about the Al Ahly team and what Coach Pitso has done. Coach, just the last one on the team from me is the players, I mean, at Al Ahly, just some of the players. We've mentioned Akram Taufik earlier on. He now plays right back for you, but he's been known to play in midfield. Why did you make the change there? What did you see in him? Because he seems to have found some great form.
Tarisa, you know, I like to experiment. I mean, a very good example is Tapelo Morena was playing right back, was a winner at Free State. Rivaldo was a center back. He played number six for me. Lebohama Boye was a winger, but he played number nine for me. He scored a hat trick in the biggest game in the World Cup. I mean, in the last match of the league against Black Leopards to win the league. You know, I Moussa Alibusha was a left back at Ajax, and I put him a left back. Mm. So I will always play around with this thing. Temba Zwane was a 10. I felt he should play on the left, on the winger. Vilagazi was always playing as a 10 at Vitz, and I used to play him as a 9. I used to play him on the right side as a winger. So I always try and see where the best possible place for players to play. So Akram is a midfielder against Spain now. On the same day, Bafana played Japan. He was playing as a 6. That is place. He plays a 6. But I had Henny also injured the right back. He was always playing right back. And then Akram, I started him to play there. And he did exceptionally well. And you know what? It's unbelievable. He played all the quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals of Champions League as a right back. So, yeah, we changed.
There was also Hussein El Shahat, another one who was criticized a lot before you came to Egypt or to Al Ahly. You seem to have changed his form around. Did you do anything specifically with him?
Yeah, Hussein is a good player. He scores, and you got to understand this. The team is a big team, when I tell you. And there's a lot of critics, of course. It's normal. It's any football club, there's a lot of critics. Some people don't like him, some people like him. I need to say, is he good for the team? Does he help the system? Does he help the formation? And if I think he's good, and he might not be scoring enough, but if I think he's good in that place, and he finds the team balanced well, and he makes the team, helps the team to win, I will always play him. Lebohama Boye was not scoring at Mamelodi Sundowns when I played him as a 9. And everybody says, why are you playing as a 9? But he helped us to win the Premier League. So Hussein also was struggling a little bit In fact, Hussein was a right back, and I put him as a right wing. And Afshar. Afshar never featured last year. Never. When I was not here, Afshar was on the bench, sometimes in the stands. Afshar was not playing. But now with me, he's a prominent member of the team. He's key. He's the most important player in the team. He scores. He scored yesterday. He scores against Chiefs. He scores.
The last one from me that caught a lot of South Africans' attention is the jersey number 10, of course, Mohammed Sharif. How far do you see him going, Coach? Because we're hearing there's interest from Europe now for him.
Yeah, Sharif is a winger. He plays on the left side. And his team was playing as a wing. Even in the national team of Egypt, he's a winger. He plays on the left. But because I'm curious and inquisitive, I play him as a nine. And he's scoring all the goals. And he's a top goal scorer in Egypt. He's unbelievable. And now Sharif is a big player because he's a top scorer in all competitions. You know, it's like Salu Lille now, you know, scoring all the goals. So he's doing well. There will always be a Europe in this region. Europe, UK, especially UK, don't shy away from coming to Egypt and sign a player. I mean, so many Egyptians have played in the English Premier League. I mean, at this point in time, we have four, you know. So, I mean, there's Mohamed Salah, there's Trezeguet, there's a boy playing right back at Aston Villa. Mm-hmm. They sign players from Europe. So sometimes, I don't know, I believe that maybe some of the South African players, if they move earlier with their age to Egypt, that can be a passage also to go to the Premier League, because it's not easy now for players to go to the Premier League from South Africa. And that ended with Percy, and the Percy story didn't finish very well for us to say we have a player now for English Premier League, you know. So there's always a way out to do things. So Sharif, yeah, he's scoring goals, everybody will want. And here it's not all about Europe. There's big boys, there's Qatar, there's Saudi Arabia, there's Dubai, there's everybody can buy any player. I mean, those countries are rich countries. You know, they pay a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So they can always take him. So you have a player, but you don't have a player.
A lot of people are asking on Twitter, Coach, what would you say is the difference between, or how do you compare the Egyptian league and our local league here in South Africa?
Egyptian league is tough, it's a bit physical. South African football is not that physical. Yeah, it's physical, big boys, strong boys. It's like in Europe, you know, you can see the style. It's North Africa is affected by European football, you can see. And less flair, like back at home, and more strong, more structure. And they have a better technique. You know, when I say technique, people will say, oh, what are you saying now? Technique is in coaching language. Is shooting, is controlling the ball under pressure, controlling the ball.
First touch.
It's first touch plus technique. That's technique. And striking the ball. That's technique. If you look at the
goals.
The goal that the Tigers scored against Mamelodi Sundowns from the edge of the box, the first goal. That's technique. They scored that goal. If you look at the ball that Afshar scored against Chiefs outside the box, the second goal, that's technique. If you look at Solaya's goal, the third goal, that's technique. You don't get those goals easily in South Africa. Kenny Erasmus can give you one like that outside the box. Tsombo Kakana can give you one like that outside the box. Those guys who shoot a lot outside the box. But we don't have those kind of goals back at home. So that's the difference. And also aerial strength, physical strength. So that's the difference. But South Africa always has the flavor that I miss. And when I see Sundowns play against Al Ahly, when I see Pirates play against Raja, I said, the flavor. That's the flavor I like. That's the flavor I miss. So that's the difference. But here it's more physical, and you don't have problems of the field, social life, lifestyle. The religion takes control. The religion is powerful. So at my former team, I used to have breathalyzers every day.
Mm. I remember
There's no breathalyzer here. Because first, I'm not saying they don't drink or nobody drinks, but I can guarantee you 99% of my players don't drink. Mm. And there's no chisanyamas and nightclubs. And we do have, but the players, it's a big club here. If you go there, 80% of those people inside the club are anarchic traboggers. So they won't be happy with you. So you can't stay.
Okay, let's take some of the voice notes, Coach, that have been coming through on 061-4104-107. You can also tweet us using the hashtag Pizza on SAFM.
Good afternoon, Thabiso. I just want to firstly congratulate Mr. Mosimane for the achievement. I think the achievement is very, very huge. As they have indicated, that is the son of the soul. We are really proud of him. I think many coaches here in South Africa and Africa as a whole can actually learn a lot of things from the man. Yeah, I think that is very, very huge achievement. It's Albert from Pretoria. Thank you very much.
Evening, member and Katlego there. I just want to congratulate El Pudi there, the GOAT, the greatest of all time. Say Jingles, say Pitso Mosimane. I mean, he's been doing it for years, man. Since his days at SuperSport, he's been doing it for years. He's the greatest. I just want to wish him all the best in the league. I know he has a lot of catching up to do, and I believe that he will do it. And all the best, Coach. We are proud of you.
Good evening, Thabiso. Good evening, Coach Bizo. First and foremost, congratulations to you, Coach, and your team, Al Ahly. Unfortunately, for Kaizer Chiefs, you deprived them of an opportunity to have a star. But it's a job well done to you and your team. Chiefs lost to a better side. Congratulations. Thank you, Thabiso. Shoti Sinyolini Mafefe.
Mr. Musia, how are you? Ask Peter Mosimane one question there. Peter, first of all, congrats for winning the trophy, beating my favorite team, Kaizer Chiefs. So I want to know from you, Peter, that one day we'll see a South African player play in Al Ahly squad. Denis Morel in Rustenburg, Morule. Thanks.
Hi, Thabiso. This is Mishaki in Cape Town. And I'm Coach Mr. Pitso, Ms. Mane. We salute you, we honor you, all your great work you are doing. Just want to find out from Mr. Pitso, may you please, as a national duty, consider assisting or coaching Bafana Bafana together with Benny, if you don't mind. I think all your good work, please gloom. Mr. Benny McCarthy, together with you, I think we're going to make a very good Bafana Bafana team. I wish you all the best. Thanks.
Hi, Thabiso. Tinyiko here from Sky City. We celebrate Peter Mosimane. He's a great coach. This is black excellence in its best. We should celebrate him, all of us, irrespective of football club affiliation. I'm a Kaizer Chiefs fan. I hold no grudges against Pito. I believe that everything he does, it's a touch of gold, man. He's achieving a lot. I would like to see him in Europe one day, putting South Africa on the map even further. Thank you.
Good evening, Thabiso. Good evening to Coach Pito there. What a great human being you have there, Thabiso, with you. A great example for us South Africans that if you want something in life, you can go ahead and you can achieve it. I'd just like to wish him success in his life, in his coaching life. May he keep inspiring us as South Africans. And congratulations once more for winning the CAF Champions League. And may he continue to be great, and may he never focus on negative things, but focus on being amazing. Thank you.
Hi, Thabiso, and the legendary Mr. Jingles there. You know, it's so glad to hear the man that is enjoying his game and everything that he's doing, you know, in Egypt, representing the country, you know. I'm really proud of him. And I would also like to take this opportunity as a Downs diehard, you know, to say, I'm really sorry about all that, you know, the shenanigans that happened when he came here to play Sundowns and stuff like that. You know, we as Downs diehards, I know, we wouldn't have done, you know, what happened there. I don't think those are Sundowns people, because we know what the legend did for Mamelodi Sundowns. You know, we appreciate him. We thank him. We are Mamelodi Sundowns. We are who we are today because of that legend. So well done, Mr. Jingles. Keep that South African flag high. Keep that African flag high. And one of these days, I'm seeing you coaching in Europe. Thank you very much. It's Edward Mpumalanga.
Okay, thanks for those voice notes, folks. You can keep them coming, but the lines are also open, 011-714-2006, if you want to speak directly to El Moose coach Pitso Mosemane, who delivered El Ashra to Egypt. Okay, let me just go to Sbusiso in KZN quickly. Sbusiso, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are fine, thanks. Go ahead.
I'd like to firstly greet the coach, and I hope you're well, coach. Hello?
Yes, go ahead. We can hear you.
Oh, yes. I just wanted to ask, like, as a person, now I can see, but as a professional, that he will be happy with achievements. But as a person to have achieved so much, like, is it something that he always set out? Did he see it being possible? Like, with him carrying so much hopes, did he know that he will ever get to this stage?
Okay.
And I'm just, yeah.
No, loud and clear, Swoosie. So thanks for that. Maybe let's start with that, Coach. Coach Pitso, when you look at your journey, I mean, you've always been ambitious. You've said it, and your wife has also said it, that the dream is to go play at the FIFA Club World Cup. You're going to be going back again. But Sbusiso wants to know, firstly, I mean, did you envision that you would come this far, and how does it feel?
Well, Tabiso, I think you've been on journalism, and I think you wanted to be on radio, and you achieved it. But you know, you, as long as you're in radio, you don't really mind that much that where you are. But you know you can work your way up. So it's exactly the same thing with me. I wanted to understand international football as a coach, because I've played international football. I went outside to play. I played for Bafana, and I played in Europe. I played in Qatar, and I played outside in Belgium also. So I've mixed with Africans in Europe who were playing my team and opposition. So I've always wanted to know and be curious about all this. But when I came back home, Egypt was winning was conquering the Cup of Nations with Coach Shahata. And those players were Zamalek and Ali players and few players from outside, two or three. And Ali was winning the Cup of Champions League also. So and even up till today, the team that won the Champions League is a team in the North Africa. The team that won Confederation Cup is a team in North Africa. Same as last year. Last year was Berkane. This year was right. Casablanca. Mm. And last year was us. And again, this year was us. You can go on history and history. If it's not North Africa, it's West Africa. And when you go south, it's only a Sundowns and a Pirates. And I think you know how many years between Sundowns and Pirates. I mean, it's about 35 years or 40 years, if you calculate properly. Maybe I'm mistaken with my numbers, but it's never less than 20 years. Mm. It's more than that. So, to know that it has taken us so long. So I wanted to know, what are these people doing here? What is it that makes them to be so big? And that's why I wanted to find out. That's where I was curious with SuperSport United. People don't know that I went to the group stages with SuperSport United with Joe Mokoro, Daniel Matsau, Dane Clay, Sienki Mutajwa, Kevin Sibeko, all unknown players. Rufus Mokoro, if I remember. Yes, all these young players, they played with me in the Champions League. And we got clobbered by Esperance. We got hit by USMA of Algeria. We got hit by West African Jeanne d'Arc in Senegal. So I said, no, man, this thing, we need to turn it around. Somebody must understand and know it. And that's why I was curious. And that's why I left
SuperSport United. I was there 7 years. I left to go to Bafana. I said, I will understand international football. And I went to Bafana to understand international football. And Sundowns always played in the space of Champions League international football. And that's what the former president of Sundowns told me. I need to win the Champions League. You have knowledge, you have experience to do this. And I always wanted, I was curious. So I had to learn what is happening. But unfortunately, I end up here now because I want to win the Champions League. And you must join the people. Mm. You know, if you can't beat them, join them. So I'm here now, you know. So that's just to answer the question on the guy. And there's some very interesting questions on your voice notes there.
Yes.
That you sound like a South African player playing for Al Ahly. Mm-hmm. Yes, I would love to do that, but I just don't like to ruffle the feathers. It's very important that if the player has to move from South Africa to come here, it must be done right. That's why I end up teaching that if we want loss, I'll speak to the chairman of Orlando Pirates. Mm-hmm. I mean, with respect, you don't go behind the scenes. And if you want players, you don't talk to the player. You go straight. And I talk to Bobby. I can tell you, I speak to Bobby. Mm-hmm. So you do things right and you do things proper. You know how it went with Castone. I don't want it to go that way with my former employees that I'm now trying to strip off the team. And no, I never really. You know, Castone Cirino was wanted by Al Ahly when I was at my former team. And I made sure that he doesn't come. And I said, stay here and all that. It was not started by me. They know. And everybody knows. Just emotional people. Few those supporters, as the other guy was saying, the true Sundown supporters are not those ones who came to abuse me and abuse my family on the streets. Yes, the Mamelodi Sundown supporters, the true ones, are not these ones. Are those who are chanting my name. Those like this guy who was talking on the phone. Those are the true Mamelodi Sundown. But those supporters who came to do that, they were sent from inside Mamelodi Sundowns. That's the truth, and I know.
So you accept the apology from the fans because you know that it was not intentional from them.
No, I'm good with the fans, man. Those guys have made me who I am. Even Mamelodi Sundowns themselves, they gave me an opportunity to be here. Because Mamelodi Sundowns, I would not be here. But what I don't like is them not understanding that I have contributed also to where they are. I've given my little bit of contribution. Okay. Yes, I was supported because I had some funds to buy players. But where do I buy them? I'm buying from Black Leopards. The Ramagalela, the Mabunda, the Kekanas from Bloemfontein, Celtic, Leboga Mabuya from Maritzburg. I mean, that's where I got the players to win. So I didn't really, to be honest, go to Kaizer Chiefs and Pirates and buy players. Let's be honest. You know that. If there's a player that moved from Orlando Pirates to Mamelodi Sundowns, was done right with the chairman structure, Ubomanius, done right. George Lilisi, done right. To come to us. Maluleka, you can't talk about it. The contract is finished. Anybody can snatch him if you want. So, and Castro has moved also to go to the other side. Raman Patel has moved to go to the other side. Kamabira has moved to the other side. Sundowns can never be angry of Kamabira moving. The contract was finished. It was the same as George Maluleka. So all the things have been done properly. And if I need a player from South Africa, I will do it the right way. But there is a possibility of a player from South Africa to come to Ali. We're working on it. And by the way, it's not a Gaston Cirino. By the way, it's not a Roche. And by the way, it's not Shadow Lili. That everybody says we want Shadow Lili. No. And if those players will do the right way, but it's not those players. But there is a player we are working on. Watch your space.
Is it from your previous club, coach?
No, not from my previous club. I would never touch my previous club because there's problems. Now people take me to court. I don't need that mess. You know, Tabiso, it's a sad story between me and Mamelodi Sundowns. You know, I thought I could speak proudly for my team, and I thought they could do the same thing. You know, I saw when they had their 50-year celebration, I saw that they displayed all the trophies there. And I looked at the trophies. I said, I remember all those trophies, I had a hand in them. All of them. What a good story. That's a way to live. You live on a high and you live properly. But unfortunately, I can't go back and go FT there. I have problems. It's a sad story. It ended the wrong way.
And it sounds, and does it hurt, Coach?
Hurt me very well, very much.
Okay.
Because the because the little bit of contribution I've done to the team, to be known in Africa, and it's not only the team. There are a lot of spin-offs that people related to Mamelodi Sundowns are at this point in time in a good space because of the contribution that we've done, including myself, worked very hard at Mamelodi Sundowns. So Mamelodi Sundowns is where it is because I never slept at this, and they know I gave them my life and soul, 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 3 a.m., scouting, make sure that I make the team stronger. I mean, the best generation of the CBD, we can't have that. Making sure I go to South America and get the, you know, bring Kemba Zwane from Aces, bring Shalulile from everywhere, Kenny Erasmus, Rivaldo. And that's when you leave. You leave on a good note. Mm. But you can't come back and have tea.
Okay, Coach, let's go to the lines. People want to speak to you here. So many people. Where do we start? In Boxback. Mhlenge, good evening.
My brother, how are you?
We are fine. Go ahead.
Thank you. Coach, how are you? I hope you are well. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Firstly, congratulations for adding another star to Ali. And now I just wanted to say I can't wait to see you in the final of the Club World Cup playing against Thomas. And my question is, which country would you like to coach in Europe? Or which league, rather? Which league would you like to be in Europe if you get that opportunity? Thank you. I'll listen on the radio.
Well, you can't choose. You know, the best league in Europe is English Premier League because it's strong, it's well marketed and well resourced. The best football place is La Liga, and you know that the Bundesliga also now with Bayern and Dortmund and Leipzig. There's a lot of intelligent coaches coming out of that. The coach of Bayern now. Hansi Flick, what a nice guy, top personality. People who sit with you and sit here, people as happy. And you ask yourself, who are you to be sitting next to Hansi Flick? Pep Guardiola, spend the day with me, and who am I? You know what I'm trying to say? There are a lot of top coaches in the world that are very good. Look at Thomas Tuchel, who got a chance to be who he is because he came from Dortmund. Jurgen Klopp from Dortmund, from Mainz to Dortmund. So Bundesliga also is very good. Ancelotti from the Serie A, top. Anywhere you have an opportunity, if you've been given, you will stay. But I'm not worried about going there. I'm content with what you have. Don't envy the neighbors. You know, Steve Compera used to say, "Don't be envy and don't envy the neighbors. Be happy with what you have because God gave you that."
More on the line. Let's go to Mr. Silo Moloko. Good evening, sir. Thank you for joining us on SAFM.
Good evening, sir. Good evening. Ramzi Mane, I hope you are well. It's been a while.
I believe you've known Coach Pizza for 17 years, Mr. Silo.
No, not 17 years.
Let me tell you, that guy
When he was 17.
Let me interrupt. That guy helped me to pass mathematics. I didn't understand mathematics. He sat with me, was in the same desk with me, and he helped me to pass. That guy is a top guy. He's an intellectual, you know, mathematics, physics. That guy never got any symbol less than a B in his matric, and I think maybe got one or two Bs. The rest are A's. That's how to start it.
Okay.
He's too kind. He's too kind. But, you know, look, I mean, we've come a long way. He's been, he was an exceptionally good footballer, as many South Africans would know, from quite an early age. Mm. You know, comes from a very good home with a great deal of discipline. And some of these things, you know, build us to be who we are today. And I'm extremely proud of his achievements. I mean, he has done exceptionally well on a global stage, and I'm sure he's destined for greater things. And it is just the determination that he has shown from even playing amateur soccer. I mean, he's always been disciplined and determined, and we can see it in the results today.
Wonderful, Mr. Silo. Thank you very much for being able to join us tonight. The chair of Telkom, Mr. Silo Moloko, has known Coach Pizzo since he was 17 years old. How's that for a story? Vusumuzi, are you still there?
I'm here, my brother.
Go ahead, my brother.
First and foremost, I just want to thank God for this giant of Africa. Hey, I just want to congratulate you, Mr. Masimane, for what you have achieved. But I've got just two questions. What is your advice to Kaizer Chiefs? Because I've noticed that it's in your heart. You would like them to succeed because during the time of this final, I was conflicted because I was praying for Pizzo. On the other side, I was saying, hey, Kaizer Chiefs, they don't have a star. A big team like Chiefs, they don't have a star. So I was just conflicted because I'm a pastor. But hey, I like the way you dedicate yourself. You do analyze it. One day you said you don't want to sit on the comfort zone. You just want something that is going to challenge you. Hey, I was very motivated by that.
One, Mfundisi. I'm going to ask him, Brian in Limpopo. Quick one.
Yes, Tavis, how are you, my man?
We are fine, thanks. Go ahead.
Sir Jingles, how are you?
Thank you, my brother.
Hey, Tavis, I don't know how you calm down yourself when you interview legend like the living legend like Sir Pizzo. Mm. But yeah, it's tough. At some stage, Pizzo, I used to think that I'm the only one who believed in you. When you got fired by Bafana Bafana or back then, it pained me a lot for losing against Ethiopia, the team that went on to beat us 2-1 when you left them. So I saw your work at SuperSport United, Sir Jingles, when you beat a team like Kaizer Chiefs. I think it was on a Wednesday. On a Saturday, you also beat Orlando Pirates in a similar way. Where Calvin Malin had to pass the ball to Ricardo Garza and the Spa Garza up until they score. I think it was Tony Savese and Abraham Rasselman who scored those goals in different games. That kind of play, it is still happening now at Al Ahly, where they keep position. I can see that you're good at your work. All the achievement that you achieved, actually, it wasn't a fluke.
Okay, thanks, Brian from Limpopo. Coach, there are two pressing questions. Because of time, we're going to have to wrap it up quickly, but there was a question about your message for Kaizer Chiefs, and somebody also wanted to know if you would ever consider returning to Bafana Bafana.
To make a team, it takes long. It took Al Ahly 7 years to win the Champions League. He took Mamelodi Sundowns, I don't know how many years, I think 44 years to win the Champions League. He took Orlando Pirates, I don't know how many years to win the Champions League. So for Kaizer Chiefs to win the Champions League, there needs to be serious introspection in personnel, in how the team should be directed. And also, you must have a coach that you want. You know, you must have your coach. I don't want these things of people CVs and applying for CV for the coach. You must know who's your coach. Your coach must play the way you want. Mm. That's the coach. And sometimes he might lose the games or whatever, but that's the coach. So you can't go and look for anybody because you just won a cup somewhere. You know, there are so many people who have won cups in South Africa, but they're no longer coaching now. And there are many coaches who have won. I mean, Gordon Nicholson, one of the most respected coaches that I also respect, has won, I think, 3-4 champion PSL trophies. He's not working. So you have to know who you want and how do you want to play. The team that employs me must want to play football. In SuperSport United, we used to call Suk.
Yes.
We used to pass the ball. At Mamelodi Sundowns, started by Brastan. Ted Dimitri also did it. They call it piano and suicide. You've got to pass the ball. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Quick one on Bafana, coach, because of time.
Yeah, we need to visit Rabat and go visit the Morocco Football Federation. The president of CAF, Dr. Peter Mezeb, has been going to Rabat. You need to go to Rabat. You need to go to Algeria and even come to Egypt and even go to Tunis, because where we were in Tunis, we were in a Olympic precinct. Mm. Go look there, what they do, how they do with the youth, how they work with the youth. After that, you can have a strong setup for Bafana.
Okay.
So those structures are not there. So it's very difficult to achieve results with Bafana. We're just going the shortcut.
Mm-hmm.
And we come back to the same answer. So we're going to be saying Hugo Broos is not good because of that. Let's have the structure. Let's have a structure properly. Youth programs, pitches, where Bafana precinct is. Go to Rabat and go visit.
Loud and clear. Coach, we're going to have to leave it there. But all we can say from us to you, to MT Sports, and everybody that also made the interview happen and everybody listening, is shukran, Coach Pizzo.
Afwan, Tabiso, Afwan.